Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Angela Hall, and I actually had a dispute on my credit card for the amount of $49.99, and they told me that per one of your agents that if I called that y'all would give me a refund, because I don't know what this $49.99 is. I never got a package from y'all. I never got anything for the amount of $49.99.
Okay,
I don't even know who y'all are.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
30179.
And your name?
Angela Hall.
And you said 30179?
Mm-hmm.
And when was the charge?
I didn't order anything from y'all, that's the thing.
No, when was the charge?
What?
Did you get charged, ma'am?
Yes, I got charged on October 22nd. Or supposedly that's when.
Let me see here. And what was your first and last name again?
Angela Hall, H-A-L-L.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me, please.
138 Gentle Breeze Court, Temple, Georgia, 30179.
Thank you. I do see here, this is for the neck massager. Do you see here
okay.
Also this has been disputed?
I got a neck massager for through CVS where I just had to pay the shipping and handling, and I got it, and it was broken. I didn't even get a working neck massager, and I only was supposed to pay the shipping and handling. So why did y'all charge me $49.99? I did pay the shipping and handling. So why I was charged $49.99, I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. What that charge is for, when you pay the $6.70, that's for the shipping and handling. Just to get that product out there to you. Well, you do have to sign up for the factory direct savings store to even get charged that, which is that $49.97 charge. If it's not canceled, we provide you with a $125 gift card that you use on our site when you sign in to order other different products.
Okay, well, the neck massager was broken, and I called your company and told them that it was broken, and you were supposed to send me another one, and you never did, so I want a refund.
Said you called in about that. Yeah, we reshipped it out on October the 3rd.
Well, I never got it.
Okay. Well, since you disputed the charge, we wouldn't be able to issue the refund, ma'am. Since it went
well,
to
I don't.
Back. I'm sorry?
They told me that the credit card company has on file that if I call y'all, that y'all would give me a refund.
No, ma'am. Once it's been disputed and as it goes into chargeback, you decided to go through your card company to get that refund back. Once you do that, ma'am, we can't issue a refund.
Well, then I'll go back through my credit card company, and now that I know that it was fraud, that they will credit my credit card company knowing that this is what it is.
Okay.
I've already talked to them.
Gotcha. Well, yes, ma'am. Would there be anything else I can do for you?
No, I want a refund on something that you didn't even charge me for. I mean, that I didn't even get. I paid shipping and handling for something. I mean, y'all are sneaky, and it is fraud.
No, ma'am, because we do put the information on the site, and you actually have to check and agree to it. That's probably why it wouldn't charge back. But like I said, man, once you dispute a charge, you chose to go through your card company, so we can't issue any refunds once it's been disputed.
Well, then why did you tell my credit card company that if I call you that you would give me a refund?
We didn't tell your credit card anything, ma'am.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You gave them an 8-page disposition, and it says in the notes that you gave them a fax that if I call y'all that you would give me a refund.
That was before the dispute, ma'am. If it was after dispute, no, ma'am. If it was before the dispute,
how
yes,
it
we
would
could
be the
refund. Go ahead, ma'am.
How would it be before the dispute if that's with my credit card company?
They didn't call us, ma'am, letting us know about anything, so I wouldn't know what you're talking about, ma'am. I do apologize. Because, like I said, we don't issue refunds once you dispute the charge. If you called in before saying you were going to dispute it, we let you know that.
I didn't know where this came from. I had no idea what company you were. It was some weird company. I didn't know where. I got this number from my credit card company, so I had no idea who to dispute it from or who to call to get a refund.
So you called in on the 3rd, though, ma'am, on October 3rd.
Yeah, I called on October 3rd to tell you that your product was broken.
All right.
Not that I had a $49.99 charge on my credit card. So what does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
I don't know what you said on that one, ma'am. I mean, that would, if you called the company before, you would have a number to call in about the charge or anything also.
I called it from the receipt that I got on the broken. So I didn't even get it. I didn't even get the product because it was broken. So, and then you didn't even send me, and then you didn't even give me a new, then you didn't even send me out a new one.
Yes, ma'am, we did send that out.
Well, I didn't get it.
Yeah, I want to understand why you did not receive that, ma'am. But either or, we still wouldn't be able to issue the refund since it's in charge back, ma'am. I do apologize.
Well, I'll get the money back regardless.